I don't think there's another nation on earth that tells all about the evil that their leaders have done, except the Jews. Because they know in their good moments, they know that we're not, as God chose us, we're not great. And so we have this story, a very great wicked deed on the part of David. Huh? And it's told here. You just heard it, you know. And so he invites Bathsheba over. Now, whether she had anything to do with this or not, we'll never know until we get to heaven, I guess. So she sends word, "I'm with child." Now David's in trouble because one of his general's wife is pregnant by him. Now what's he going to do about this? This is where you see the mindset we have today. Death is the solution to every problem. Unwanted pregnancy, death. You know, political rival, death. Death is the solution. And so, as you just read, so he brought him home. How's the war going? So, you know. And he didn't go home. Now, whether he knew that something was up, or whether it was just he was so loyal. And remember, he's a Hittite. He's not even a Jew. So then he doesn't let him go back to the battle, keeps him for another, gets him really drunk, and says, "Now," and he stays there. So then David writes a letter to Joab. You've got to get this guy killed. Then I can, you know, and quickly so that I can take the woman to my wife and nobody will start calculating, you know, when she gives birth and so forth. And so just think of the cynicism. And, you know, Jesus is the son of David. Joab will do anything that his boss tells him to do. That's the kind of guy he is. And Uriah is killed, okay? And then Joab sends the note back, you know, saying, "Oh, that's tomorrow. I guess it's tomorrow." Anyway, we'll finish the story today with Then Nathan steps in. So anyway, the storyteller has such artistry here. There's an expression in Hebrew, "Lo yichhe ra be'eneicha," let this not be evil in your eyes, meaning don't take it too hard, you know? So David, when he gets the letter back from Joab that Uriah is killed, I forgot how they actually translated that here. Well, you don't have the letter yet. But anyway, David is saying, you know, don't take it too hard. He was one of our best, but, you know, that's the fortunes of war. And cynicism between these two. Let this not be ra ba'eneicha. And then comes the line, and this was ra ba'enei Adonai, but this was evil in the eyes of the Lord. You see the play? What do you mean it's not evil in your eyes? How can this possibly not be evil in your eyes? You just murdered a man and committed adultery with his wife. And so David is absolving everybody, including himself. And narrator won't let him get away with it. And he says, this was evil in God's eyes. And then Nathan comes and tells the parable of a rich man with hundreds of sheep, and a poor man has one. and he sends his servant to take that one and slaughter it for his banquet. And David grabs his sword and says, "That man will die." And Nathan says, "That man is you." The "I took you from behind the flocks, and I made you king, and this is the way you act." And then David began to weep because he was wrong. But the interesting thing, of course, about it is very few people tell the sins and weaknesses of their leaders. But the Jews do, because they know that their greatness doesn't come from being great. It comes from God. And so, Abraham lied about his wife. Remember, that's my sister, you know. And and God showed that guy, that was the Egyptian fella. And he said, "Why didn't you tell me she was your wife?" And so, I'm trying to make a point. I guess I'm making it. The Jews don't think that they have to be great in order for God to be great. God chose them, and they don't mind saying, and this is the mess we made of things, you know. Abraham lied about Sarah, his wife. David got a guy killed because he committed adultery. Our greatness comes from the mercy of God. And that's so that it's important to realize, you know, the clarity with which the Jewish people, when they're real, know where their greatness comes from. It comes from the mercy of God. And so does ours.